1-1. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're joining us from. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the 311 Radio Show, and I am your host, Natasha Ford, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer. Now, last 2 weeks, we had quite an interesting show. We had Divisional Officer Edwards from the Southern Division, and he gave us much to consider. We spoke about risk assessments, we talked about those hazards within the community, and as promised, we will continue the journey because we know Barbados has 3 divisions within the Barbados Fire Service. Today, joining us now from the Central Division is none other than our own Divisional Officer Marlon Small. And he's here to continue the work, tell us what we're looking for within the Central Division, where those hazards are, what are those risks within our environment, and basically, not to scare you, but to keep you informed. So sit back, stay tuned, and listen as we present to you.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Natasha. It's really a pleasure being here today. And as you said, yes, we will look at some of the hazards here in the Central Division.
All right. So, as stated, we know you have a wealth of information, and when we talk about the Central Division, what are the areas that you really cover?
Okay, the Central Division comprises 3 stations. We have the Bridgetown Port, whose primary role is to provide that fire and rescue coverage in the port. We have the Bridgetown Station in the Pine, which covers some aspects of Christchurch, St. George, St. Michael. And then we have the St. John Fire Station, which primarily takes care of a lot of the emergencies in the eastern end of the country in collaboration with the Warden Fire Station. But as you say, today we are discussing the Central Division and what we do.
Exactly. So we know that quite recently the Barbados Fire Service would have initiated a risk assessment program in all of these areas, looking at the hazards and the risks within these communities. And in a way, each division is unique, but still carries some of the same basic elements you will find commonalities in all of them.
That's so true.
So today, for your people in the Central, because you're protecting the persons Central, so you have Tongue, as you said, you have St. John. Tell us, what are the, when you did your assessment, what were those things that stood out to you?
Okay, I believe that there is that level of commonality. We have our funeral homes, and St. Michael has a vast amount of funeral homes, and therefore we have some hazardous materials which they use to preserve bodies. And we have our gas stations, of course, but by extension we have 2 of the island's fuel distribution points, which is Sol, and we also have Rubis Gas. And in that whole configuration, in that area, we also have the West Indies run
refinery. A good beverage.
Exactly. And that's a potpourri of for problems for us. And right down below, we have the Pearl Bay, which is a residential district. And therefore, we are ever mindful.
Corridor, we have some other vulnerabilities down in there, which made me think in terms of, now you also have the light and power.
That's right.
Wow.
So we really have to be on our P's and Q's, and we always seek to engage with the health and safety officers at these different locations to keep abreast of if there are any changes and to get a good idea of what they have stored at these different locations. As you said earlier, the Central Division has one of the greatest responsibilities, which is the main economic area of the country. We have Broad Street, we have Swan Street, and we know that a lot of the buildings in those areas are aged, and therefore we have to have good emergency response plans so that if there is ever an incident occurring, that we are able to stop it in its incipient stage, and also ensure, because of the high foot traffic in those areas, that no persons are injured.
That's great. Now, you said in its incipient stage, bear in mind, we have all levels of listeners. So when you say incipient stage, what do you mean?
Well, we're basically saying try to stop it when it now start in its beginning stage. And that is one of the things that we use this program to try to educate householders to, because not only do we have those critical areas for the country, for the economic, and also there are critical areas that if they're impacted will definitely have significant effects on the country. Mm-hmm. We have the latent power. Mm-hmm. We also have the ionics, water supply on the Spring Garden Highway. Mm-hmm. So we also have to protect those critical infrastructure installations. We have one of the oldest parliaments within the region.
Over 300 years of unbroken service.
And therefore, we aim to ensure that we are able to protect parliament and those who serve there.
Who sit on the side. Mm-hmm.
We also have on Late Folly the waste management facility. Again, we know the impact of if that is threatened or if there's a problem or fire there, what it means for those persons within the city area. So the Central Division does have a vast responsibility, and it means that those risk assessments, those hazard analysis have to be constantly being evaluated, and the officers have to be constantly trained and doing pre-incident planning for these different facilities.
All right, so earlier you mentioned that with these occupancies, basically we were talking in terms of these facilities that he's talking about, the storage tanks, with the diesel, gasoline, whatever. We were talking in terms of lighting power, Rubis, those places. Now, we said that you need to have a working relationship with the safety and health team within these occupancies. Now, that is all fine and dandy. I get that, because we're looking at these places, the exposures and whatever else. But in terms now, when we think in terms of residential, because as you would see and have seen, although the community is a commercial, we still have a mixture of residential within there. So how are we going out there? How are we educating these persons that if something should happen, how do they protect themselves? It is okay to have a working relationship with the safety committees and these entities and the Barbados Fire Service. But now, in terms of the residents, how do we go about there teaching them or telling them how they are supposed to protect themselves? Were they part of your risk assessment?
Well, definitely, we've looked at those highly built areas. We recognize of recent, we've been impacted by fire in some of these areas, and therefore getting the message out there has been high on our agenda, especially at the Bridgetown Station and the Port Station. We did have the fires in Wellington Street. We also had some fires in Paris Gap and Westbury Road.
Yep.
And just recently, we also had a fire in Rest Road, all having the same type of dense housing stock, quarters that only allow for one person to pass. And therefore, what we are doing is trying to educate the public to be able to identify the hazard in their area and to give them some mitigation solutions as to how to go about to ensure that they reduce the hazards around them.
Now, before we go any further, Mr. Small, Divisional Officer Small, I want you to keep your message simple. So when you're talking about housing stock and you're talking about corridors, people think that we inside the stuff, I don't know what. We want the simplest person to understand what it is that we're talking about, because we want them at the end of the day to be active, to play a part. And that can only happen if they understand what we're talking about. So,
well, let's break it down. In February, we're just saying how close the houses are. My back door is your front window. And if we open them together, the problem might touch. Right? So those are the things that we're talking about. And if you think about it, if the houses are that close, it means it restricts access to the fire plants, it's getting in. And Therefore, well, this way is so critical. Barbados is really critical that we take stock of this. When we speak about putting in smoke alarms, we look at the vulnerable people in these districts, because we recognize that we have a high population or a lot of elderly persons that might be incapacitated in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And therefore, our priority when we get on the scene is always to account for these persons. And I must say at this time, in those districts, the guys within the districts are really helpful. They are generally there on the incipient, and they get those persons out and to safety. Yes. And they readily share information to the fire officers as to if this body home, if that body is not home. And that is really critical for our job to be able to deliver the service that we want to deliver. Just alone by how the houses are situated, it is a challenge.
Now, again, one of the things, and I mean kudos to those persons in the community, as you said, some persons call them the block guys, whatever. They're community members. They're citizens of Barbados. And as you say correctly, you would find out once an area becomes impacted, these guys take it upon themselves without any training, without any protective equipment. They would go into the home. They would try to rescue people. You find them even taking out household stuff. They try to save as much as they can. Now, is it possible, looking down the future, looking down the road, future-wise, that we can go into more communities, especially these close-knit communities, and do training with these personnel?
Of course. I would urge the public to get to know your closest station, get the number for your closest station, and call and invite the officers to come into the community, have some talks, walk through, help identify some of those hazards, and also help put measures in place to reduce those hazards. We're coming out on the hurricane season. Those trees that are hanging precariously, get the officers to come out and give a second look and make a determination so they could get the necessary agencies or the necessary assistance for you, even if that assistance is just giving you the correct information.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, I mean, it's an interagency operation. Fire mm-hmm. service may not be able to do it all, but at least at the same time, we may understand, you know what, you may be able to acquire help from this person or so that true. Person, just pointing you in the right direction. Yes. Now, with that being said, one of the things, when we look across our nation, no, we're focusing on Central. One of the things that I've been seeing a lot of, and I don't know if it's a concern for you, being the divisional officer, but in terms of commercial buildings, we are seeing a lot more. You say this is the hurricane season. We are seeing a lot more panels and such like on buildings. We know we have, I don't know if to call it a surge as yet, but we're seeing more electric vehicles. We're seeing more hybrid vehicles. Is this a concern for you in terms of the placement of these panels on the roofs? Is there a drive or is there any consultation with persons then of the way that these panels are put?
Well, in the commercial aspect of things, there are guidelines, best practices from international, from the international arena. But yes, there are concerns because we've come across some installations which don't have some safety measures put in place. Mm-hmm. I understand persons want to maximize all of the roof to get the best effect or the best usage of the sun, but in doing that also it creates problems for the firefighters.
And that's what I want you now to lament on, because yes, we're establishing town area, this central area. We're trying to keep abreast of technology to be more sustainable. But at the same time, I want you now to zoom in and focus and tell us how this now poses a problem for the fire service.
Well, the truth is that if there's limited space on the roof, then there's limited space for the fire officer to get on the roof to address any issues with the panels on the roof. And if there is a fire also, because of the additional weight on the roof, the imposed load will be called, but you tell me, keep it simple, that increases the possibility for roof collapse even quicker.
So you said the same load, said the additional weight on top of the roof.
The additional weight on top of the roof there. So that causes or creates a scenario where the roof might even collapse much quicker, injuring officers on the inside if you're doing an interior or if they have gone on the inside to extinguish the fire. Mm-hmm. So not only not having those safety switches to isolate the panels on the roof so that they reduce the possibility for an officer being electrocuted, but also having the panels there and the structure has undergone some kind of heat, then it increases the possibility of the roof collapsing. The same thing with the solar water heaters.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that
you don't find a whole set of those exactly across the roof.
And it's a greater good. But now that you spoke about those issues, there are some other issues within these districts that I would really love to raise.
Now is your opportunity.
I'm appealing to you, Barbados, that it is one thing to be living in my back door is your front window. And that is not to rub anybody in the wrong way. But parking on hydrants.
Oh my God.
This is a serious problem. We need to, and as the officers come through to check the hydrants, you need to take the opportunity to engage with the officers so you see what a hydrant actually looks like. And therefore, even if somebody come to visit you, you need to be able to say to them, don't park there. Because the access is limited, and then access to the water we need to keep our tank filled so that we could provide that service to you, it is sometimes hindered because of persons parking on the hydrants. In addition to that, parking, and you know there's an emergency in the district, we are asking you to remove your vehicles so that the fire service could get easy access so that we can deliver that service as fast as possible. This was one of the points that we actually responded to a fire and persons came and parked in front of the vehicle and the vehicle could not get out. These are some of the challenges that we are faced with, not only because of how the houses are situated, but then some of our actions also increase the risk of persons being injured, the risk of more houses being damaged. So I'm urging you to listen to these messages and work with the fire service to make it a safer community.
Help me to understand that. No, you just said persons came in and parked in front of the vehicle. You're talking about the fire appliance?
Yes,
truck.
I'm speaking about the fire appliance. It's unbelievable.
A truck that is in operation.
Yes. We had that situation at a fire. It was there and we had to be casing up and down the road looking for the driver to get the vehicle moved. Now, if we had to move that fire plants in a very fast manner, because fire might have been spreading or there was a more advantageous positioning for the appliance,
you were impeded from carrying all your duties.
Exactly.
Now, did anybody take the number, the registration number of that vehicle? Because I'm sure that there are things when these things happen, I'm sure that there are avenues that we can also use. Now, for me, I'm hoping that I could have taken that registration number and delivered that information to the police. Because it says, if I remember, no one should impede officers from carrying out their duties.
And that is so true. In that particular situation, we chose to use public education and hope that it doesn't happen again. And this afternoon, again, I'm appealing to persons that we know some of these districts provide a serious
challenge,
and that challenge is multiplied when we can't get access to the water, and when
you can't get to the structure,
in or out of the structure. And I want to say this also, that when a fire is burning, or when you're being impacted, a minute or a second seems like hours.
Forever.
And one of the things we have encountered out there is members of the public wanting to snatch the hose and the branch from the firefighters.
Mm.
Sometimes might injure the firefighters, but...
Or injure themselves because they're not trained.
This is true. And we want you to recognize that we don't want you within the area that could do you harm. I was tempted to use the hot zone. But we don't want you in the area that will cause you harm. You will recognize that the firefighters have on some pads on the back that protect their respiratory system. You don't have that, and it's better for you just to pass the information to a firefighter, and so that knowledge, he can better provide service to you. But definitely snatching hoses, taking equipment off of the fire plants, we want you to desist from this. The officers know what they're doing. If they have to engage you, they will tell you what they want you to do, because they look out for your safety.
Exactly.
And we do understand that you want to help.
Yes.
And therefore, we will tell you the safest way
to do that.
To do it.
Mm-hmm.
But please desist from trying to take the equipment from the officers and move your vehicles out. And if there's a fire in your vicinity, please don't park in front of your plant so it cannot get out. And don't park on the hydrants. It's very, very critical.
Now, I think in terms of us, what we may need to do, as you said, in a case like this, education. Educating people what our hydrants look like. Because majority of the time when you talk to persons, they're still with this, what do we call it, the... Was the Chicago Fire and the
Station 19. Yes.
They are seeing those type of hydrants, mm-hmm. not recognizing that within Barbados we do not carry those pillar top. Well, let me rephrase that. We do have some areas that have one of two of those pillar hydrants, but yes. there are not throughout the majority of Barbados. Our hydrants are located on the ground. And suddenly they just see a plate, or they don't even know what to look for. In a case like that, I'm with you with the education. But when you're talking about parking in front of a working appliance education, nah, for me, that's the police. Nah, bring it home. We need some money inside the treasury. As you said, Central is the money-making hub. We can make some money.
I take that under consideration. Let me reach out to another aspect. If you really want to contribute to your community, in addition to calling the fire service, there's the district emergency organizations,
mm-hmm.
and that's centered around volunteerism, but it's also some place that you could gain a lot of information and knowledge, because agencies like the fire service and other agencies from time to time will come in and give lectures, from time to time come in and do training,
mm-hmm.
and these kind of things. So the district emergency organization is some place that I would urge all members of different communities to get involved in. So if you don't know where the district emergency organization is, you can contact the Department of Emergency Management and seek out DEM and seek out who is your closest district emergency organization, who's the chairperson, and how do you get in contact with them, because the Barbados Fire Service is working with the communities to make it a safer community. Remember we say, if you see something, say something, and we'll
do something. Mm-hmm.
Well, this afternoon, I'm doing something. I'm reaching out to you to stop those practices that we spoke about and to engage with your district emergency organization and be making your community
mm-hmm.
a safer place.
And at this point in time, I will echo your sentiments and give kudos to it, because at the end of the day, there's as much as the fire service can do. There is much as the district emergency organization members can do. At the end of it, we need to recognize that within each and every one of us, we also have to champion the cause for change. We also have to champion if we want to see our districts and our communities improve. We have to understand where the risks are. We need to ask more questions. We need to become more involved in what is going on around us and stop burying our heads in the sand like we're ostriches. I think it's the ostrich that's very heavy, Sam. Anyhow, I speak on the correction there. But at the same time, we need to recognize the issues that affect us and be vocal about them. If you don't understand, reach out to the agencies who do. At the end of the day, the fire officer is not only your friend when you see the big red blaze. We're also here to engage you otherwise. If there is a question that the police needs to address, don't only call them when there is a shooting or there has been an accident. And I find that is the majority of the time that people only engage services.
That is so true.
Outside of that, they don't bother. They don't even think that you exist.
That is so true.
So I'm reaching out to you again this afternoon with the Yo Small, and I'm saying to you, be cognizant of your surroundings. Be aware of what is going on. If you recognize that somebody is doing something that can impact you, say something about it.
But you know something, Ella Ford? I want to also encourage the public to stop tailgating the appliance that is responding. You run the risk of, if the appliance has to make an emergency stop of having a collision, I want the members of the public also, if the light is on amber, prepare to stop.
We don't respect them anymore. Furthermore, you talking about amber lights. When they say a red light means go now. Yes. When you see the amount of people flying through red lights, honestly speaking, it is baffling. I'm one that believe now that red means go and green means go too, from the way that I see people doing things.
Right. So it's really a challenge. As you hear the horrific stories, and if you hear a siren, this practice that is becoming habitual, where persons would not yield to the left, but they would go to a corner that is blindsided and stop in that corner and expect the appliance to mitigate that corner safely. We're asking you to yield, but also be cognizant of the road and the road conditions. Please don't stop in corners for the appliance to have to pass you. Stop on the straight road where everyone can see clearly ahead of them. So also be mindful. I understand outside is hot and we have our ACs up, but if you see the flashing lights, if you see the vehicles ahead of you starting to pull to the left and proper side, that's an indication that
something is going on. Check your rearview mirror.
That is right. And that's all we want you to do, helping you to keep Barbados safe.
Now, you see, if y'all had followed my plan and what I say to do with the trucks, we won't got these kind of problems. I told you, just put crash bars to the front. You just push the people out the way. Put something on the back, who tailgating. Your brakes sudden and watch them hitting the back. You just allow the trucks to get damaged.
But you know you say, this your cargo fire. But I just want you all to take those really serious and understand that the fire service is doing its best. And we will continue to do better and better. As we go on.
And it is only through you, the community members, also talking with us, engaging us, that allows us to know the service that you need for us provide to you.
That's true. And I hope to be back sometime, Natasha, to talk about these green energy in the community.
So, therefore, you see, we have our next show. he's here begging with his eyes. And are we willing to accept? Of course we are. Now, for those of you who have been listening, we want to thank this afternoon none other than Divisional Officer Marlon Small for his words of advice, his wisdom, for telling us the things that they're seeing out there, those hazards, those risks. I'm making you more aware of the part that you need to play in ensuring and protecting yourself and your community. So this has been the 311 Radio Show. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you, or hearing you, sorry, next week. And as we always say, fire prevention is our intention. Bye-bye.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.
States really.